Kinyan Chaf Aleph of the Memches Tvarim Shatera Niknus Bahem is Lev Toiv, a good heart. There are 2 points I want to discuss in this short shiur about Lev Toiv. One is that Lev Toiv is the Yisoid, is the foundation of all other Midas Toivis. And that's how the Rambam in his Pirush Mishnayis to the Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Beis Mishnah Tess, where Rabbi Yechla Ben Zakkai said to Rabbi Elazar Ben Aruch, who said that the best Midah that a person should have is Lev Toiv, and on that he told him, Raya Ani es Divir Rabbi Elazar Ben Aruch Shebechlal Divar of Divrechem. The Rambam says that the Midah of Lev Toiv is the Tikkun of all the Midas. And we have to note that Midas Toivis aren't just lofty goals and madrigas that a person should aim and aspire to acquire. You know, just like there are Lavin and Essen in the Torah, so too there are Midas. No, the Rabbeinu Yaina and Shar Gimel and Shari Tshuva count among Lavin different actions that come from bad Midas, whether it's Gaiva, whether it's Nekima, Netira, Sina, Chemda, Taiva. These all come from not having the proper Midas. So we could say that Lev Toiv is actually the Makar and the Shoresh to all these Midas, as we said from the Rambam. Now, what does this have to do with a kinyan for kinyanei ha-Torah? So if you look in the Mishnah, and also in Avis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chavez, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda explains, Uvazeh tishkan ha-Torah alav, she'eino she'chenes lo'elo meguf she'eino bal midas tovis. Torah cannot live, cannot rest in a guf that's not a bal midas tovis. Not that he should first learn Torah and then acquire the proper midos. That unless a person is convinced and knows that he's able to control his guf and have the proper midos, then it's efsher for a person to really acquire Torah in a way that he'll grow to where he has to get. And there's a famous Reb Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha, it's brought down in different Svarim, where he asks the question, why are Midas not b'chlal the Tayag Mitzvahs? Meaning, even though he mentioned the Rabbeinu Yonah that he counts some Lavin, but those are mainly actions that a person will do that he's not allowed to do that come from bad Midas. But the general idea of a whole list of Midas, whether it's Gaiva, whether it's Taiva, whether it's Litzanus, whether it's Chayk, whatever they may be, it's not part of the Tayag Mitzvahs. And he says an unbelievable Yisoid. He says that without Midos Toivos, a person cannot be Mekayim, the Tayag Mitzvahs. And therefore he says, it's the Ikrim and the Yesoidus of the whole Torah. And you don't have to count that as part of the Tayag Mitzvahs. A mashal that Rabbi Lepelian gives to explain this, he says, if I have a binyan, I have a building that was built, and the people that were building it followed the blueprint exactly the way it was laid out, and they put up this beautiful building, and slowly the building starts crumbling. And it turns out that when they were building the building, they didn't put in a foundation. And they come with kindness on the contractor. How come he didn't give us instructions how to build a foundation? And the contractor says, of course, I don't have to tell you to build foundations to a building. You can't start a building without foundations. I don't have to show you what to do. Without foundation, you can't even start. Same thing is with Midas. And the Lashon of the Ramchal, the Lashon of Reb Chaim Vital, excuse me, in Shara Kedusha is, Inyan Hamidos Toivos Bahorois Heinut Bois Ba'adam Ben Nefesh Hashvela Hanikras Yesoidis. They are ingrained in a person's nefesh and they are called Yesoidis. Vehin Kise Vyusoid Vishurish Ela Nefesh Ha'olyoina Hasechlis Asher Ba Tuluyin Tayag Mitzvah Atoira. Lefichach Ein Hamidis Mechlala Tayag Mitzvah. They are embedded in a person, they're part of his DNA. They don't have to be spelled out in the Torah. So that's why it's so important for a person to acquire Midas Toivis in order to grow and to understand and to learn and to do the Tayag Mitzvahs. The second nekuda of why it's important to have a Lev Toiv in order to acquire Torah is more of, let's call it a segula, even though it's not the segula of the way we normally talk about segulas, but it's a segula that's brought down in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol ha-merachim ala briyos merachimin ala min ha-shamayim. Whoever has rachmanis on the Bria, on people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has special Rachmanis. And we daven to Hashem. It's one of the integral parts of our tefillahs every single morning. Avinu Avar Rachamon, HaMirachim Rachem Alveinu. Have Rachmanis on us. V'seim b'libeinu, l'havinu, l'haskil, l'shmoya, l'ulmoiru, l'lame, l'shmoy, v'lasois. It's called Divrei Salmut HaRasacha Be'ahava. Only through tremendous Rachmanis, the Avinu Avar Rachamon, HaMirachim Rachem Alveinu, is the only way we can be Zeicha to a real kinyan in Torah. It's worth mentioning the Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel in Ois Lamed Hei and Lamed Vav, where he's discussing the mitzvahs of giving tzedakah, nasan titen loy, and the lav of Alayir Levavcha B'sitcha loy. He says clearly that a person, when he's giving tzedakah, has to stay far away from a tzaros ayin. Even if he's doing the pu'ula and giving the tzedakah, he has to imbue and implant in himself a midas hanadivos, a benevolence, that he's not just giving because he has to give. He's giving because this is what he feels is important, and this is the rachmanis that he has on others. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Islam Rivav, when the Torah is being mazir us, warning us to remove from our hearts any midah of achzarius, he brings this chazal of kolam arachim ala briyos merachim ala min hashamayim, that a chelik of the schar of a person giving tzedakah and having rachmanis on people is that he needs it in order to have rachmanis from Hashem. I'll just end off with the Ahavas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim Sefer that he wrote all about Chesed. So he says, he brings the pasuk in Micha, Ma Hashem Derish Memcha Kiyim Asois Mishpat VeAhavas Chesed. And he asks, why doesn't it just say Kiyim Asois Mishpat VeChesed? That Hashem wants from His Bria, Mishpat and Chesed. And he explains that Kim'at, all of us, Ba'avay Niseinu HaRabim, are Nichshol in this. That even though we all do Chesed, but the Inyan of Chesed that we do is when we see a Hechrich. We see that somebody needs a chesed, either he comes to us, or we see that he's suffering, so then we step in. But we don't constantly look all the time and do chesed with a ratzon and a lev toiv. He says, the Navi's teaching us, Ma Hashem derish mimcha ki'im asayis mishpat v'ahavas chesed. Don't think that the fact that you do chesed here and there, you give tzedakah, you volunteer, whatever you do, that's enough. A person has to be constantly looking and looking and have the ahava for the midah of chesed. And that way he'll be a true merachim on the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll be zeicher that Hashem should be merachim olav min hashamayim. Have a wonderful day.